Macmillan Audio presents Look Alive Out There, essays by Sloane Crosley, read for you by the author. Wheels up. I am running late for the airport, trying to catch a cab on my street corner. A woman in a wheelchair and her date, a man, arrive at the corner seconds after me. They pretend not to see me, and I pretend not to see them, which is the kind of cutthroat strategy New Yorkers employ when embarking on otherwise benign activities. It's partially to avoid conflict and partially to claim innocence in the event of the finger. As the minutes pass and no cabs come, the tension grows. I make a big show of checking the time and rotating my suitcase back and forth. At long last, a cab drifts in our direction. Under normal circumstances, the cab would be mine. I have the clear lead. But this particular vehicle is the model with the sliding doors, designated for handicap access. Seeing as how my plane will definitely crash if I steal a cab from a woman in a wheelchair, I step aside. "Here," I say, "you guys take it." "Thanks so much," says the man. And for a whole 3 seconds, everyone in this scenario feels very good about themselves. The lack of fanfare is a kind of fanfare in itself, a celebration that society has not yet broken down into breadlines and ATM-based riots. We do not throw our handicap under the bus. We move to the back of the bus for them. The cab door gapes open on its tracks. The man leans down and puts a hand...